Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. We're thankful that God has allowed us to be on the air. And we want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship services. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our midweek Bible study is Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God God's way, that with people that use the King James Bible and stand on what the Bible says, you'll find this at the Independence Baptist Church. We invite you to come. It may be that you have questions concerning the things that we believe. You can contact us by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any and all of your questions. Also, if you have internet connections, you can go to the church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word, independencebaptist.org. There you'll find much information concerning the things that are taught, preached, and practiced at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Psalms 22, verse 26, and think on the subject, Good News for Seekers. Psalms 22, verse 26 states, They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Notice, this passage does not state, If you praise, then you shall seek. But this passage emphatically states that there is praise to God in seeking the Lord, even if you feel like you are not getting through. And another thing that we find in this passage is that only the seekers will praise God. You know that God is the object of all of our glory and honor. This is why Jesus died on the cross. Jesus sought the salvation of sinners for the glory of God, not just for their not going to hell. The Bible said, They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. How shall all of this praise in heaven be accomplished? The fact is, you see, there are many empty seats in heaven right now. But these seats are being filled one by one as saints of God are called home. But notice this, God is calling ungodly people from among ungodly people to redeem them for all eternity so they can give proper glory and honor to Almighty God. Now just think about this. God Almighty is calling sinners unto Himself. As heaven fills up with the people of God, as saints die and go on to be with the Lord, more people are born on this earth. Those people grow up, and they become convinced of their utter sinfulness before an Almighty God, and they cry out to God for everlasting salvation. And when they're saved, they praise God. And then those people grow up, and they get old. And in the process of time, they pass on from this life. They go on to heaven, and there they praise God again. Who are these people that are seeking God? Well, listen, there's young folks, and there's older folks. And then there's old folks. There's girls and boys and men and women that are seeking the Lord and desiring that God would redeem them from their sins. This may be you this morning that is seeking the Lord. Listen, we have assurance that God will hear our prayers. Notice what the Bible said in Psalms 22, verse 26, once again. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Do you see the word shall? That's a positive word. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. In other words, if you are seeking the Lord, you shall praise Him. You see, Jesus Christ died on the cross, and His death, burial, and resurrection gives us assurance that the seeker shall be a finder. Think of that. If you are seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, you will find. You are not seeking in vain. I know that unbelieving men may mock and scorn what I've just said. But listen, folks, the true seeker knows that Jesus will hear his prayer. The true seeker knows. Well, who is it that is seeking the Lord? And frankly, the description of all of those people that are seeking the Lord is unrestricted. Think of this. All can seek the Lord. All can seek the Lord. The Bible said, whosoever will may come. Nobody is excluded from the class of seekers. You can be a seeker if you're not already. All races can be seeking the Lord. All economic classes. The vilest sinner can seek the Lord. And the best sinner can too. Think of that. In glory, you see, there's going to be people in heaven from every nation, from every tribe, from every nation, from every dialect. And so you can seek the Lord in your sins, regardless of what you've done. And you might say, well, preacher, I've done terrible, terrible things. I'm a wicked and a vile sinner. Listen, Jesus came to save sinners. And you're just one more sinner that Jesus Christ has come to save. And know this, that the assurance is that you can find the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what do we mean by seeking the Lord? There are those who really desire to commune with God. We're talking about people that are completely and totally in earnest about communicating with God Himself. We're talking about those people that are tired of their sin. They're tired of their wickedness, and they're tired of their depravity. They're tired of all of that that doesn't work, and they're tired of the sadness and the ache of this world. Those people, when you seek God, He can find you. I'm not talking about those that casually desire an easy life or perhaps a religious life. I'm not talking about those people that are satisfied with church attendance or easily said, memorized prayers. But I'm talking about those people that are truly seeking to know the Lord personally and desire to have the Lord know them. Are you in that category? Are those people that are earnest and honest and you desire to communicate with God? Listen, it makes no difference who you are. It makes no difference where you came from. It makes no difference what you have done. It makes no difference what you have not done. The assurance we find in Psalms 22, verse 26 is that true seekers will praise the Lord. True seekers will find this, that you are a long way from God. Total depravity is absolutely the truth. We are sinners. We are separated from God. We are a complete sinner. And even as the Bible says, there is none good, no, not one, that applies to me. And you would say, that applies to me. You see, we know that that's so. We know we have no merit whatsoever. We have no position of coming before God and asking God to have mercy upon us. We know that we're a long, long way from God, but we do know this, that we can seek God. Think of this. A person does not seek after that thing that he already has. He only seeks after that thing that he does not have. And so this seeker will pray to God that God will make him close and that God will make up the difference so that he can find God precious to his own soul. Listen, true seekers are anxious to take away everything in their lives, their thoughts, and their actions that separates them from God. If there is a sin that is separating you from fellowship with God or from communion with God, then why don't you just ask God to forgive you? If you today are a lost sinner, why don't you just ask God to save you? Because you need that sin that separates you from God to be removed. Know this, you want to be a real friend of God. You want communication with God, not a communication like Judas Iscariot had, who Jesus called friend at the time of his deception. We want to find Jesus, and we want to be a true friend, and we want to find him now. The fact is that when a person realizes they are a total depraved sinner before an almighty God, and they're on their way to a devil's hell, they do not want to wait to be saved. They do not want to wait until next week, or until they get their business straightened out, or until they get their family straightened out, or until they get this situation straightened out, or that other situation straightened out. What they want to come to Jesus right now. A hungry man wants food now, not next week. And a person that is lost needs Jesus now, not next week, not when the situation is better, not when circumstances are better. The person that is hungry wants their food now. And the person that really is seeking the Lord will want to find Jesus now. What is the promise to the seekers? Listen, folks. The promise is this. As it states here in the book of Psalms 22 and verse 26, they shall praise the Lord that seek him. You're going to find the Lord Jesus Christ when you seek him with all of your heart. You will delight in the mercy of God toward you, knowing this, that you are a sinner, but you know that God will hear your prayer and that God will forgive you in spite of you being a sinner. The fact is that Jesus Christ only came to save sinners. We know this, that the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years, she came to Jesus Christ just like she was. Notice this in Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Here is a woman who has an issue of blood for 12 years. This woman came to Jesus Christ confessing her vile condition, and she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus and was healed. Get this. Jesus was glad. Jesus was not sorry that woman was healed. And the woman rejoiced in that thing. I'm telling you, when you seek Jesus Christ, he's going to find you. And you're going to find that ache in your soul is going to be gone. And that dread you have of death, that dread you have of this life and calamities that this life brings, the dread you have of eternity is going to be gone. And you're going to be able to rest in Jesus Christ and have peace and communion with him. Notice in the book of Mark chapter 1 verse 40 and 41, when the leper came to Jesus Christ with leprosy, and all he wanted was to be healed. And the leper said, "If thou wilt, thou can make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, "I will, be thou clean." I'm telling you this morning that when you realize that you're a lost sinner and you have vile sin in you, you can come to Jesus Christ. You can come honestly before God and confessing your sins before an almighty, holy, and pure God. And Jesus Christ, who is that great high priest who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, Jesus Christ will have compassion upon you. And Jesus will save your soul. He will heal you of your sin. Listen, then you will really be able to praise and worship Almighty God. You know, the fact is that real seekers never have a doubt that they're going to find God. The prodigal son never doubted that he would find his father when he returned home. The prodigal son did not have to search through the house, but the father saw him afar off and ran to him. So it will be with you. Do you seek the Lord? He will be found. Today, come to Jesus Christ as a lost, helpless, and hopeless sinner. Trust Jesus, for he is the one who gives eternal life. Thank you now for listening.